are here at the 2018 Solero FinTech Conference in Whistler, British Columbia. And we are here with AJ Hans from Mobitize. Mobitize, that's a cool name.
Monetizing mobile opportunities.
Oh, I like how you put them together.
Nice, absolutely.
Nice job. So, I mean, before we get into your topic, how is the conference going for you?
The conference has been excellent. The crew, the team at Solero put on an excellent show. You know, the events were great. The topics were excellent, very relevant. So it was a great conference.
Indeed. Absolutely. Any highlights stand out for you?
You know, I think Chantal Kraviasek last night.
I heard, she's pretty amazing.
You know, most of the time we were involved in the FinTech Awards, so that was a big highlight for us. Pretty excited to, and very honored, actually, to be nominated as a finalist.
Well done. Well done. You did a good
job
up there, too.
Oh, well, thank
you. That was fun. It was fun to watch. I'm sure it was fun for you as well.
It was great. You know, it's always fun when you're, and you know, the quality of all the presentations was excellent. I think it's it was a really good group of people, good team. So we're excited that we're nominated, and we'll see how the outcome goes.
And even the gentleman from Peugeot who had to fly in on a seaplane at the last minute,
you know, and then show up and do a presentation and do it live, and
exactly.
You know, with a full audience.
Didn't miss a beat. All right, hey, let's talk about your topic:
sure.
Global cross-border international payments. All right, this is something that's probably happening more and more these days, and probably why you guys are getting into it.
Yeah. So the industry itself, you know, it's got about a 6 to 8%. Annual growth rate right now.
That's healthy.
It is. And you know, with a lot of the migration of different people moving into different parts of the world, and a lot of them are sending money back home to support their families, help them out, pay for education, those types of things. Now, that industry last year did about $600 billion in remittances.
Oh, my. Wow.
And in Canada alone, you know, we've done about $24 billion of remittances in different parts of the world.
Okay, that's a lot of business. And no wonder you're getting into it. So,
well, you know, that industry...
To make it easier.
Yeah, to make it easier, lower cost, more transparent. That industry's really been dominated by a few players in a very bricks and mortar style. If you look at credit unions, they're extremely uniquely positioned to be able to capture some market share and also improve the customer journey for their clients from a cost perspective, a convenience perspective, an automation perspective, and really make it a much better experience for their members.
So give me some examples of how it would work for credit union members out there.
You know, what's really exciting is something that we've done, which is really a global first. It's a made-in-Canada solution. We're very proud of it. We've worked with FICONX, and we're also working with Solero as well. And in the FICONX example, we've integrated our network, which has about 180,000 payout channels, deals with all the challenges from sending money in different parts of the world, different countries, different currencies, the regulatory compliance that's required country by country. We basically solved all of those challenges in our platform and integrated that into the FICONX network. The network gives us access to about 176 financial institutions. Many of them are credit unions that are here at the conference. They would sign up for the service with FICONX. Under 30 days, we can have it implemented and then ready to go with their own configuration. We let them manage their Forex spreads, the fees that they want to charge, and come up with a custom solution that works for them in a white label manner.
This sounds incredibly complicated, just the stuff that you just named off right there, but it sounds like you're... Should we call it an app, a technology, or whatever you want to? Yeah. What do you prefer?
It's a network. It's really
a network.
We're an application, obviously from a consumer perspective, but it really is a network. And when I talk about our network of the payout channels, the regulatory compliance, the verification authentication things that we do, the country compliance that we do, taking our network, connecting that with a banking network, and being able to enable that—that's something that's never been done globally in the industry.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. We have an industry first right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Nice. Very nice. So what's the significance of this right now? Obviously, it's a growing market. It sounds like it's a booming market just because of our world is becoming more and more
connected.
Tied together, tight, connected. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what else is what are some other significance?
So when you look at solving the problems and the issues in the industry, that's really one of the things that we look at is, and we're very passionate about, is working with the financial institution community, the credit union community, to really solve real-world problems, and really improve the well-being, the financial well-being of their members. So this is one of the solutions. Now, we have a number of other solutions on the lending side where we digitize lending, mortgages, and those types of things. So we see this as, you know, Smart Remit is one of our payment solutions. It's a flagship product for us, but we see a number of solutions that fit the credit union ecosystem and help to create a roadmap for the credit unions.
So it's called Smart Remit?
Smart Remit, like Smart okay. Smart Loan, okay. Smart Mortgage. Wow. So all of our products are under our Smart Product
okay.
umbrella.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my gosh, how cool is this? Yeah. So any advice out there for credit unions trying to get started in this area or having who may have challenges in this area and who want to like, let's turn the page here and do something new?
We try to really simplify it. One is that we have some great partners and great channels, people like FICONEX and Solero. If you work with them already, have a conversation with them. We have a very, very defined process on how to go live. It's a matter of configuring your fees, your Forex spreads. You own the customer. We don't own the customer at all. You set up your plan that you want to launch, your marketing programs, and in under 30 days we can have you launched with a remittance platform that increases revenue for you guys, helps to generate or increase your market share in that segment, and also gives your members a great experience and a better solution.
Well, yeah, and I was thinking as you're talking there, it's like, think about the loyalty aspect of it. You know, when you can present your members who are transferring money back and forth like this across borders?
Yeah, in most cases, most customers or members of credit unions will typically go to a Western Union, drive there. You know, really interesting. One of these Solero employees came up to me and says, you know, I send money home to Poland every month. And it is such a pain for me to go to Poland, Western Union.
Well, that would be a pain too.
Go to the Western Union and actually do the paperwork, go there, pay the $40, $50 fee that I pay today to do the remittance. Can I use this as a consumer app? I said, you know what? We're directly a B2B. I said, which credit union do you deal with? She goes, Connect First. I go, talk to Connect First and get them on the system.
Oh my gosh, that's cool.
So yeah, so that's a perfect example where it's so relevant for one of the Solero employees.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it happened all right here as well.
There you go, right here.
Very cool. AJ, anything else to add to wrap up?
No, I think that's good. You know, appreciate you taking the
time. Oh my gosh, my pleasure.
Pleasure.
Man, awesome. Nice to meet you.
Absolutely.
Well done on a great product and good job of their own stage.
Thank you so much.
Well done.
Hey.